It was an embarrassing encounter that we read about in 1 Samuel 24. The use of the word feet in the Authorized Version is a direct translation of the Hebrew. It says Saul uncovered his feet when he went into the cave where David and his friends were hiding. It was a euphemism. It meant that he went to relieve himself. We might say bathroom instead of toilet. But David was hiding there where Saul was toileting. It would seem, unless there was another exit to the cave, this was an exceptionally dangerous place to hide, as well as being a rather revolting one, which could have been the reason behind choosing such a hiding place. David chopped off part of Saul's robe, although his men wanted him to chop his head off. But David's conscience was more tender than his soldiers. It says in verse 5, then David's conscience bothered him. Or he was prepared to just do something small and it still made him feel bad. David wouldn't kill Saul. He stuck to his belief and also kept his comrades on his side too, that he should not use force against Saul. And the use of the word father. When David was speaking to Saul, he called him his father, and Saul called him his son. It's a touching tribute to a time past, for David was his son by marriage. But note the difference. When Jonathan and David made a promise to one another, it's called a covenant. Saul demanded from David an oath. He was showing superiority of position. There was no return gesture from Saul. He had nothing to give. It was a promise David almost broke. And it is interesting that many of the clay tablets sent from one king to another in this era address the recipient similarly, as a son to a father or a father to a son. And if they were addressing equals, they would refer to one another as a brother. David had grasped. Though Saul was disobedient to God, he had not the right to dispose of him. It was not in his hands to interfere with God's plans. Yet in the case of Nabal, David behaved as though he could act with impunity, kill somebody. We read about it in the next chapter where he was going to. All people are equal before God. David was not treating Nabal as an equal to Saul. And another sin would have been added to David's list if it hadn't been for the quick action of Nabal's wife, Abigail. Vengeance is a matter that is in the hands of God. We must never attempt it, and Paul says so in Romans chapter 12. God was able to keep David. Will God keep us from physical danger? Someone said, I am immortal till I have finished the work God has given me to do. Very often he protects us, but it is not necessarily a long life we're promised, but a fulfilled life. And will God keep us from moral danger? Jesus taught us to pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. There is no doubt. There must have been many times when we have been delivered, when we might have fallen. And will the Lord keep us eternally secure in his hands? Jesus promised this, none shall pluck them out of my hand. This is a promise of the Lord Jesus. Paul said, there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I thank the Lord. I can leave all my problems into his hands and know he will care for me, and he will care for each one of us too. The Lord bless you today. Amen.